The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, welcome back to the Power Hour. Phone lines are always open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on something worthwhile concerning the topic matter that we are discussing here on the show. Cheryl Chumley, who is the author and online opinion editor for The Washington Times. Again, I love having her on the show. Always wonderful for you to be here and contribute to the conversation, because you have a pulse on what's going on in D.C. We're looking at, it's a lot of people out there. Oh, Scalise is the new speaker. No, not happening. Not yet. Hasn't happened yet. Congress is still in disarray. But welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And for those of you watching us streaming right now, we are both on video cam, so you can see us. And, we rebroadcast these things on Brighty on BitChute and Rumble. And so this is a good thing. We got to get the word out. You have been doing award-winning journalism for more than 15 years covering Capitol Hill. What a disaster. Your latest take on what's going on with the House. I know you have one.
Well, I really would like to see Jim Jordan as speaker, yeah, right? Because he's the guy that is really insistent on going after the weaponization of our federal servant class, right? Our public authorities. And I think that's one of the biggest dangers Americans face right now. The fact that our government feels so emboldened to just chase down, attack, and persecute innocent citizens for doing nothing but exercising their God-given constitutional rights.
So you think that Scalise is pretty much going to be status quo if he gets in?
I like Scalise, but he just doesn't have that something that at pit bull attack dog style of Jim Jordan. And I think Jim Jordan would be more willing to take chances and risks. For instance, that we've heard so many times coming from our congressional members that they can't do this or they can't do that because in the Senate they don't meet the 60 vote threshold, or in the House they don't have the votes. And sometimes we just want people to make the fight, right, to set the other side on notice that we are willing, against all odds, to stand strong and make that fight.
Well, look at Matt Gaetz. There's your classic example of somebody that's willing to stand up and get McCarthy booted out. I mean, somebody had to put the amendment out there, or put it to a vote about removing McCarthy as speaker. And of course, then they put the pro tem in, and we got a McCarthy and a McHenry, all the mixer out there. And the mix just removed Pelosi from her private hideaway office, which I don't know how many people actually knew what these hideaway offices actually are. Do you know? Can you explain it?
Honestly, the fact that she and there was another high ranking Democrat were able to keep their offices was a surprise to me. And, I cover this stuff every day. The fact that Republicans would be so willing to bend over backwards and allow Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, for crying out loud, who is considered in among the conservative movement in America as an enemy of the state, to allow her to maintain a cushy office and pretend to have some sort of leadership role still, even though the Republicans are in the majority, is shocking, astonishing, and a very big reason why we need somebody like Jim Jordan in the leadership role.
Now, what does that do? Because I want to get your take on this. What does that do if he were to be elected speaker? What does that do to his scenario of being on the House Judiciary Committee?
Well, I don't see that it would do anything in removing him. It just means that he would have extra leadership duties. But I don't know all the House rules. I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of what the members actually pass in terms of their bylaws and their regulations.
Yeah, and see, that's all that is. There's resolutions, yeah, which are not law, and rules which are not law. All the things that you just talked about. I mean, this House to me is so dysfunctional. About as dysfunctional as the Senate, considering Chlamydia Harris is the pro tem, So I just shake my head at what's going on right now. And then you have, of course, this guy in the White House that likes to sniff hair and shove ice cream cones in his face every time I turn around. This guy, given what just is out now about how much money, Joe, did you give to Palestine? That's all now coming out, isn't it?
It is coming out. And, it's rather shocking to me that even at this point in time that the White House has not issued a strong statement saying that they are going to withdraw the $6 billion. And it just sort of lays the messaging for terrorist organizations, not just Hamas, but Hezbollah and any other terror group that wants to abduct and hold hostage American citizens, that if they do so, that this White House is willing to pay. And so it's a very dangerous situation, not just for American citizens around the world, but for our allies who depend on America to be strong and stand strong against terrorist forces.
Well, see, and they want to take the fight over there because the old logic again is, well, it's better than fighting over here. But this global jihad day, Hamas, we already have heard reports coming from Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Rogers, who's a senator in Arizona, that Hamas has been training in Matamoros and that they're sending their Hamas trained fighters into America. So whether or not this is something that, it's like Hezbollah. They're threatening America, saying, look, you get involved in this thing. And now they're admitting Iran is behind them. So, I got to look at the situation and wonder whether or not we're actually walking into a trap. What's your take on that?
Well, I would just point to our own open borders as underscoring the peril that we face. And if you look at the terrorist attack in Israel, right, the citizens were taken completely off guard. They're used to having rockets fire overhead, but to have something so horrific where terrorists are allowed to just fly into their country, abduct women and men and murder children and pull them across their border is something that you read about in history books, but you don't imagine taking place in modern time. Similarly, are American citizens right now. We talk about the porous borders, and we recognize the fact that anybody from any group has crossed the borders in recent times. We look at the statistics of the unknowns who have crossed the borders and the terrorists who have been stopped by border control, and we think, wow, this is a perilous situation, very dangerous. But I think we would be shocked as Israelis were, if we had a Hamas-type attack here. And that just speaks volumes to this inability of this White House to preserve our security and safety.
It's almost as if they want to invite something like this to start something in America so they could declare martial law, cancel the 2024 elections, and just try to take control using the military. I mean, there's any number of possibilities that we're facing right now. I don't think any of them are too far-fetched, given what Hamas has done and what we the people and everybody else are willing to tolerate, what other countries are doing or not doing. And how many of them are now getting involved? You got Saudi Arabia and China holding joint military exercises now. I mean, this looks like a ramp up of the start of World War III.
It does. And I want to go back to the first point you made, that it almost appears as if some want that to happen as part of a larger strategy to depress election turnout and bring us back to the time under the coronavirus where we all voted from home and Democrats were allowed to do what they wanted with the ballots. You would have to really believe in the evil of the left to think that that might be true. But we are at the point in time where Democrats will use whatever means to because it justifies their ends. And I would have to add to that, that even if that's not part of an actual strategy, I have no doubt that leftists and globalists would exploit a situation like that to turn and pivot and call for the need for stay-at-home voting and so forth as a means of once again just corruptly counting ballots and having the same sort of election shenanigans as we did last time.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the phone here with Cheryl Chumley. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, a lot of people think that Joe Biden is a puppet and Obama is the one that's pulling his strings. And of course, Obama is a Muslim, and he's on the side of Iran and the Muslim jihadis. And so could that be the reason why Biden appears to be somewhat friendly to Iran and to the jihadis? I'd like to ask you that question, your point of view on that.
Well, I mean, of course, we've heard for years now that Barack Obama is basically the whisperer in Joe Biden's ears. And it seems that there are very many agendas and policies that Obama put forth in his 8 years that Joe Biden is furthering. And I would have to say that if it were true, if Obama was sort of the power behind this White House, then it would explain a lot about the seeming wishy-washy stance that this White House has toward Israel and its sort of conciliatory reach out to Iran and other groups that are hostile to American interests.
Thank you, Joe, for that. I appreciate it. You know, what really gets me, though, is that, you know, the day I watched him get sworn in the first time and he said Barack Hussein Obama and I went, oh, I could just see it now. I mean, look what's feeding the fire. Look how fast we got involved. Look how fast our not just one, but several fleets are now sitting parked in the East Mediterranean off the coast of the Gaza Strip. And this is one of the reasons why Israel doesn't want to turn the Gaza Strip into a nuclear parking lot. I mean, they've already disconnected the water, the food, and the electric. So now, I mean, you're talking about something that looks like a war-torn third world country, according to the photos I've seen. But then again, we're not there. The photos can be manipulated. They could be showing, you know, some bombed out place from a long time ago. This has happened constantly. We have AI, you know, dictating what goes into the media these days and what's going on social media and what's being used to manipulate the information that we're all getting a dose of and trying to formulate an opinion in one direction or another. I mean, this is working to the, it's seemingly working to the advantage of the Biden administration, don't you think?
I mean, it does seem to go hand in hand with what the Barack Obama administration and now this Joe Biden administration has walked us toward. And if you look at going to what you said about the images in Gaza and so forth, the Muslim terrorists are very clever at using the media to advance a narrative that the Israelis are the aggressors and the brutal ones. But we have to remember that it was just a few days ago, Israel was just at peace doing its own thing. And then suddenly Hamas launched this massive September 11th-like terrorist attack on their country. And this is a retaliation of Israel. And I stand firmly in the camp of Benjamin Netanyahu, who said that his goal right now is to take out and eradicate Hamas, because you can't have terrorists thinking that it's okay to steal women from Israel, bring them across the borders and American citizens and hold them for hostage and money to fuel their further terror.
Well, and of course, you know, the Biden administration basically this is the disinformation campaign. We're reporting that Joe saw one of the decapitated babies. And there, it's not vetted. There is no proof that he actually saw that. It's just what the mainstream media is playing into this thing, trying to get everybody riled up to find out who's willing to stand up and do something crazy in America. I really think that it's another one of these J6 traps that's happening. Now, this, I think, will challenge the mindset of those who can actually critically think for themselves and basically exercise restraint until such time as it manifests itself here in America. But there are so many people that I've been talking to that really think that this could come to our doorstep, that this is one of these things where, you know, it's not just a Middle East war anymore. The more countries that get pulled into this thing, because now you've got Lebanon involved, you've got Syria involved, you've got Iran involved. Egypt supposedly warned Israel 3 days prior, hey, something we think is going to go down. And now the word is that everybody's saying Israel allowed it to happen. Another false flag attack. What are you hearing in that regard?
The same thing you are, right? It's very confusing how the intelligence failure on this went so deep. I mean, Israel is known for its intelligence, right?
Oh, yeah.
they are tops in the world. I would say they even rival America because they have to. Every day they're under some sort of attack. And so it is very surprising, especially under a leader like Benjamin Netanyahu, whom I support. And, you know, I look sort of as strong leader like Donald Trump and very security minded. And it is surprising to me that the intelligence failure went this deep. And I look at America, I look at what we had going on in our own government, in the State Department and Defense Department. There came just a few days before this terrorist attack, the outing of an Iranian spy ring within our own halls of intel and military. And so I just wonder about coordinated partnerships between terrorist groups and then people working within this own our own administration. And it's something we don't have the answer to yet. That's the best way to say it. But we all need to look at the intel failures here and learn from it.
Well, and again, you know, we saw what happened with 9/11. And there was, we don't know that there was intel failures because now we're understanding that this may have been an inside job. I mean, when you have that many people talking about how 9/11, how the buildings were brought down, how World Trade Center 7 was brought down, and you have Richard Gage and people like that have been out on this show. I mean, Americans are having a really difficult time trusting anything coming out of the mouth of the government. And now in this press conference, more recently held yesterday with KJP, who, you know, the Shirley Temple wannabe, I'm just kind of looking at the situation going, okay, why is a reporter asking her what they're going to do to protect Palestinians, knowing what happened on 9/11 with a false flag attack and everybody was going after mosques and shooting, you know, people they deemed to be what they thought were terrorists, taking matters into their own hands. I mean, could this craziness come back to revisit us?
I mean, honestly, yes. And the reason I say that is because of the open borders we have, right? And we have knowledge of forces and entities that would love to see the West fall the same way Israel would fall. They would love to bring that sort of brand of terrorism here to America. And under a stronger White House, you feel a little bit more secure because there are border controls. And more than that, there are narratives that go out around the world that America stands strong, America is sovereign, and America will protect its own first, such as America First put into practice. And now you have an administration that is definitely weak. Worse than that, you have a puppet president who, you know, to go to your point, who's whispering in Joe Biden's ears? It has to be somebody because this man, Joe Biden, is not physically or mentally capable enough to stand on his own. He has to have handlers and guides whispering in his ears and telling him what to say because he's not capable. He's not capable physically at this time. So could something like this happen in America? I think we're all on notice about that right now, right? And rightly so.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to fearmonger, and I know you don't want to fearmonger, but the thing is that, you know, we have to be on alert because this open border situation, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming here. And people, if you're in denial about that, you are in for a rude awakening. You saw what happened with 9/11. It came here previously. It came in 1995 when they tried to upset the World Trade Center the first time and set off bombs in the garage. I mean, it's not over in America. The war is going to come here eventually, and our own government may be complicit in it because it's all part of a larger agenda for global domination of the World Economic Forum. And these people are toeing the line when it comes to that. I mean, ye shall know them by their fruits, right? It's, you know, the other subject matter in my show notes here about McCarthy and why he got ousted because he turned to Democrats and made deals with the other rhinos to, you know, institute what he did. And he violated all the rules he promised. And this is what prompted Matt Gaetz to do what Matt Gaetz did.
That's basically it, right? McCarthy's big error, his big flaw, his big mistake was that he trusted Democrats and he reached out to do work with Democrats. And look, this is a problem that the Republican Party has had for some time. If you go back to when Barack Obama was president and John Boehner was in a leadership role, and we heard so many times, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling. Republicans kept promising that. And then Boehner would go behind closed doors with Obama and other Democrats and come out and raise the debt ceiling. Out of that sprung the Tea Party. And so we saw people like Eric Cantor, who was minority leader on fast track, on a fast track to be a rising star in the Republican Party, ousted in an election by then unknown Dave Brat, right? And so the Republican Party has been set on notice for some time. Stop willing and dealing with Democrats behind closed doors. And they continue to do it. And then came Donald Trump, and he was the one that stood strong for conservative principles, despite Republicans' attempt to undercut him and do dealings and wheelings with Democrats. And so American conservatives are sick and tired of it. And McCarthy did the same thing. He talked about how he was dealing with Democrats, how Pelosi promised to support him and so forth. And instead of standing strong for his own party and for conservative principles, he put his trust in Democrats who, surprise, surprise, did not support him in the end when the vote mattered.
No doubt. So we see the end result. And then, of course, during all of this, you have Jamal Bowman. When they're trying to vote to stop the government from shutting down. And I just like got my fingers crossed going, please shut the government down, run into a conflict, do this. It's like, you know, running into a burning building. It's Congress. It's on fire. You know, these people are idiots. And Jamal Bowman, you know, they got him on camera pulling the fire alarm. It's like, and, oh, I went out the wrong exit door. No, sir, I'm sorry. You can't. I mean, now they want to get rid of George Santos. Now that the Congress is going to take up the idea of booting this guy out of the House of Representatives, I'm looking at what Jamal Bowman did really was no better.
The thing that made me laugh the most about Bowman was learning that he was a principal of the school because
This is not a drill.
Who knows better about, you know, a fire alarm than a high school principal or a public school principal? So that was just laughable, his entire excuse.
I love it. Oh, man. So why are my show notes indicating here Trump is one handcuff photo away from historic MAGA wins, besides the fact that they have now put him on coffee mugs and bumper stickers, and I mean, that mugshot is everywhere, and people are making a killing off of it, you know, and it's almost like I was reading about the lady was, I guess, visiting some store, and they had somebody was wearing a picture of an IRS t-shirt. It was Cal Thomas in his latest book, which I wanted to talk about. He's got a new book coming out, but it says on there, how much money do you owe the government? Number two, send it in. You know, that kind of t-shirt is just the woman says, I've lost count as to how many of these t-shirts I've sold, because America is finally waking up and understand that they're being financially and economically raped. And I just, you know, wonder what your take is. I still think that Trump is trying to excoriate his businesses in New York. Thank God for the appellate court telling the judge there, you can't do that. Thousands of people will be out of a job. You didn't take that into consideration when you made this ruling. No, you were towing the party line. These judges, the politics in the courtroom is just turning America's judicial system upside down. What's your take on that?
Well, that's what George Soros wanted, right? That's why he targeted our justice system at the lower levels where they can inflict the greatest amount of damage and fly under the radar of most Americans. So, yeah, I wrote that piece about Donald Trump being one handcuffed photo away from a massive MAGA uprising, because I think, as you were pointing out, that the American people are awakening to the fact that the deep state is not just a figment of imagination. And it's not just targeting Trump, it's targeting all that Donald Trump stands for, which is a vast majority of Americans, which is to say traditional American principles, individualism, God-given individual rights, and so forth, and law and order and border control. And so I think a picture of Donald Trump being carted away in handcuffs somewhere, that would just push the voting blocks in America who are right now undecided over the edge, and he would win by a groundswell in 2024.
No doubt, which is something the Biden administration doesn't want to see, because the Democrats then would lose their edge, and so would deep state, because I don't believe that Trump, if he did get back in office, and people would vote him in because he's the lesser of two evils. That's really sad when you have a uniparty system behaving the way it does. And then when you look at the fact that this is what Trump has been, you know, pushing, and now he's looking, pointing fingers at Biden going, you see, this is what you get when you put people like this in office. Is this what you want for the next 4 years? And people are looking at this going, no, I don't think so. RFK Jr. now splitting off, becoming an independent, is going to milk votes away from both parties. That's my take on it. They don't want him. The elitists in deep state do not want RFK Jr. as president. And it's not just because of the fact that he's anti-vax and you know, against what Fauci and the rest of them all stood for. I interviewed him when he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, but I just don't see the elite and deep state letting RFK Jr. in the mix in this. He's not going to get in the White House. I just don't believe it. What do you think?
Well, it would be a huge shock if he were to, right? Because independents don't win in America. All they do is basically serve as disruptions to the two-party system that we seem to have in place. And, you know, I think the Democrats have more to worry about JFK than the Republicans. I think Democrat voters, sick and tired of living under this feckless leadership of Joe Biden, whether we're talking about the economy, which is still lagging, and you have that inflation that is still hitting hard at people's pocketbooks and rising mortgage rates and so forth. Or we're talking about leftover, bad feelings over Afghanistan and the botched withdrawal. I think there are plenty of independent-minded Democrats, and there are a few out there still, who would look to a third-party candidate like Kennedy as a viable pick. And I think conservatives, though, by and large, they would rather see Kennedy versus Biden for the primary or, in the general election. But they're not going to they don't like Kennedy enough to not vote for Donald Trump.
So we're looking at the lesser of two evils again, yeah, basically, is it, you know, sad but true. But the thing is that Trump, and we haven't picked a running mate yet. People are looking at Trump and they're going, look at this guy is. Half of them are kind of up in the air about it because of everything he's going through. But then the other half are looking at the situation going, look, the same thing could happen to us now that the FBI has announced that they're going after MAGA Trumpers. And I think they're looking at the extremists. They're not looking at just the rank and file and everybody that voted for Trump, or are they?
Well, I'm not sure what your question is.
No, I'm just saying, where do you see the FBI? Why all of a sudden the announcement about targeting MAGA Trumpers?
Oh, right. And let's not forget Catholics, people in churches and so forth, and Tea Party types. They've been doing that really for years, but it's gotten a lot more open, I think, because Trump actually showed the underbelly of the deep state. And now they're a little bit more open about it with their friends in the media. They're targeting MAGA types because we're a threat to their power. That's what it comes down to.
Sure. So let's scare them all into compliance. This has got to be what it is. Cheryl Chumley, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a delight to have you.
Thank you.
We get the greatest commentary here. I love it. We'll have you back on again, of course.
Thank you.
She's a regular here, folks. God bless you.
God bless.
We'll be back with Power Hour J after these words from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's the PowerMall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, backed by popular demand, and to hell with HIPAA. I'm telling you, you ask any senior, if you sit on a bus or a train, doesn't matter what, you start talking about a senior, about how they're doing, the next thing that comes out is just HIPAA right out the door. They start talking about their health problems. It's amazing. It never stops either. Oh yeah, I got bunions, and I mean, it's an ongoing thing. And one thing, and they're just trading thoughts back and forth. Or people are going, God, if I have to hear one more story about hemorrhoids, man, that's it. I'm gonna move. Power Hour Jay is with us. I had to lighten the load here after we had some heavy conversation in the last hour there, Jay.
How are you this morning, Dave?
I'm doing great as always. And of course, you know, I take the Power Hour, Power Mall supplements on a regular basis. Folks, if those of you, again, that are seeing the Power Mall on any of your credit card statements, understand that the Power Mall is our shopping cart, our shopping store. This is where everybody goes to buy the supplements and stuff that I take. And this is one of the reasons why I look good on camera and I maintain my health, not just the moisturizer. anyway, it's just, you know, when you're married to a cosmetologist, you know, you look good. Anyway, so the thing is we're talking about stuff that's available at the Power Mall and what you do when you are openly discussing stuff with your neighbors. Trying to get them to come around. And this is something that we've always had a problem with, especially during COVID when everybody got locked down and everybody was scared to go to grandma's for Thanksgiving because you were going to give her the clap or something. I'm just kind of like looking at the situation going, you know, it's really got to be hard somewhat to start up a conversation with somebody about their health issues.
Well, I have, and this is why I did this, is my next door neighbor, he's 75 years old, he and his wife. But we do have those conversations. I'm always concerned about his health. You know, they're looking thin. They're looking a little frail. And so I'm always asking him about his health. And I do love them dearly. So Glenn and I were visiting. I started this experiment, and I wanted to share it. We started about probably 3 months ago. We were visiting, of course, at the fence, and he comes in the backyard, and he was telling me that his cholesterol was high and that they did about a year ago put him on medication for his blood pressure. And he was telling me, he went on to tell me that, you know, this medicine he's on, you know, it just makes him feel a little weird and sometimes dizzy. And he just doesn't like feeling like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, Glenn, I'm so sorry. I said, but, you know, of course, when I come in the house, I'm thinking, challenge. So
I get that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the thing, too. Now, you didn't ask your neighbor whether they got the jab or not.
I didn't. That's just one thing I don't discuss.
Yeah, I get it, because a lot of people that have called the show, Jay, are in agreement and they just don't want to talk to people about stuff like that. But we actually have come out and asked our friends, did you get it? And now they regret it and they won't get it again. And we advised them, whatever you do, do not tell your immediate family that's got a problem with this. And they are all believing what the government tells them. Do not tell your family that you're not taking the booster or the jab anymore, because it's going to start World War III in your house. I mean, we're warning them not to do it. They're realizing now that there is a problem, because now they're having health issues, turbo cancers. I mean, it's pretty sad when you get into a situation like that and you feel helpless about, you know, trying to inquire without stepping over that line, whether or not the problems they're facing right now are being caused by something more nefarious.
Well, and when he told me he was on blood pressure medication, I kind of probably assume that he probably did get the shot. I mean, if they're willing to go to the doctor and instead of trying to change their eating habits or their exercise, and they just, oh, yeah, put me on medication and let's go from here. So the next time I saw Glenn, I asked him when he had his next doctor appointment, to check his cholesterol. And he said, well, it's in about a couple more months. So I went home thinking, well, I know how I got my husband's cholesterol down, which of course was the North American Urban Spice product called Cholestamine. And I think it may have been two shows ago or something, I was telling everyone about how my husband's cholesterol in 3 months just drastically went down, taking two capsules of the Cholestamine per day. So we don't have to worry about that. So I did ask Glenn if he would be willing to take two capsules a day. I'll give him a bottle. And he said, I'll try it. And I was very thankful for that, because sometimes, you know, they don't want to try natural things. So, but, and Glenn wasn't on any cholesterol medication. They just, of course, told him that watch what you're doing, because it is elevated. And so, but they didn't put him on any medication, thank God. because he probably would have taken it. So I told him, I said, take two per day. And I always tell people with the supplements, take it with food. So I asked him to take it, you know, like after he eats lunch, and then let me know if this, you know, helped to lower the cholesterol after you have your doctor appointment. So a few months later, he came back over and he told me, yes, his cholesterol had lowered. I'm doing the happy dance, of course. And his doctor just told him, just whatever you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, of course. And Glenn, he was just grinning ear to ear. So I gave him another bottle of the Costamin, and I told him, next, with your permission, Glenn, can we start working on your blood pressure? And of course, you know, I get that strange look. What? You want to help me with my blood pressure? I said, well, I did help you with your cholesterol, right? So let's give it a try. And of course, blood pressure, we've all battled that blood pressure. I had a, just to get off topic for just a minute, I had a customer call me yesterday. His wife had fell and had to go to the hospital. And I don't know, a cast on her arm. And he said that he was telling me that her blood pressure now is up and wanted to know. And, you know, people call and they want that magic cure. What's going to take it down and take it down now? Well, and I don't try and sell anyone anything if they talk like that, because there is no magic cure. Blood pressure especially is, you know, a number of different issues. You know, it could be lack of exercise. It could be, you know, just being overweight can cause high blood pressure. So I told him, I said, well, for one, you know, I can tell you some of the things we have. I can tell you what they do. But I have to tell you, in all honesty, my customers know I'm gonna be up front with you. It's gonna take, you have to work on it. You know, it could be your kidneys. It could be a number of different issues. But these are the products that we have, and this is what it's gonna do. But you have to stay on them, and it's gonna take time. And he was real thankful, because he's like, well, would it have anything to do with my wife falling? And I got to thinking, I said, is she in a lot of pain? And he said, yes. And I told him, I said, because I'm one of those that check my blood pressure twice a day. I just have for years. And I told him, I said, I remember one time I had a tooth pulled and I had tremendous pain. And I said, I remember taking my blood pressure several times during this period until, you know, my tooth pain went away, that my blood pressure was high. So I said, give your wife some time. And perhaps when she starts feeling better, you know, let her relax. Let her sit in the recliner. You do the dishes. You do the cooking. Just let her relax and monitor her, you know, blood pressure. And he appreciated that so much yesterday. So back to Glenn. So I asked him if, you know, with his permission, can we start working on his blood pressure? So I asked him what he takes. He said he takes 20 milligrams of lisinopril twice per day. So I got to looking up. You know, I know there's a correlation between high cholesterol and high blood pressure. So now we've lowered his cholesterol. But he did come to me again in between there and said, you know, my blood pressure's been a little bit lower now that my cholesterol is lower. I'm like, oh, well, that's awesome. So I was doing some research on cholesterol and high blood pressure. What is the connection here? So I did find an article, and in Jay's Corner, we'll put a link to this article that I found. The link between high blood pressure and high cholesterol goes in both directions. When the body can't clear cholesterol from the bloodstream, that excess cholesterol can deposit along artery walls. When arteries become stiff and narrow from those deposits, the heart has to work overtime to pump blood through them. And this is what causes the blood pressure to go up. So I will put a link to that article so you guys can read it and check that out. So he came over again. We visit all the time. We bring food to each other. They're just sweet people, sweet people. So I told him, I said, I want you to start taking this product called black seed oil. I said, I gave him the capsules. I didn't really think that he would think that taking the oil. Most people prefer the capsules, because I had also looked at another article, which we'll put a link to. Black seed oil has been shown to have a relaxing effect on the smooth muscles of the blood vessels, which can in turn help lower blood pressure. So I thought, okay, let's, Glenn, I want you to try this. So I told him to take two of the capsules per day with his meal at lunchtime. And, monitoring is the key. I had him to write down his blood pressure twice a day for me. And we've been doing this 8 weeks now. So he did notice that his blood pressure was very low after about 3 weeks being on the black seed oil capsules. And he's coming over, he's like, and he's still taking his blood pressure medicine. So, but this is really lowering his blood pressure. And he said, I'm wondering if it's too low. And I said, I think he showed me some readings like 109 over 75, 112, some very, very low numbers. And, me, I'm just smiling and grinning and just like, yes, Glenn. So I told him, I said, well, you could be right. Maybe it being that low, we need to take another step. So I asked him, and of course, monitor, write this down for me, Glenn, write it down. And so I told him, I said, let's do this. I said, stop taking two. Just start taking your one. And the reason I'm stressing this with what I did with Glenn, if you're on any medication, you don't just stop taking it. You have to wean yourself off. It's kind of like a drug addict. You will see, recourse in your health if you just stop taking your medication. So you can't do that. So we got him down to where he was taking one per day, and that was the morning. And I told him, of course, record it. And every day, well, it was still low. So I told him our next step, and I'm sorry for such a lengthy story, but it's just so exciting. And I was so happy that he would even do this experiment with me. So we got down to just taking, I said, let's try Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just take one. Now, forget the two. He hasn't taken two in a long time. And his blood pressure is low. So I said, just take one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And he's been doing that. I mean, his highest, he brought me his chart. His highest blood pressure from just taking one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm looking at this chart. The highest blood pressure I see here is 119 over 79.
Wow, that's low.
That is the highest on this sheet. And he takes his blood pressure every day, twice a day, and brought me the chart. And so that's where we sit right now. And I don't suggest stop taking them still at this point, but I think our next move, because this has been 1, 2, 3, 4, this has been 8, 9 weeks with just the program that we're on right now, taking it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, only one. So I believe our next step is just let's take one a week. We're going to try it. He's willing to do it. He wants to get off the blood pressure medication.
I don't blame
him. So that is the story I had to share with you guys today. I get a lot of customers calling about blood pressure, and there's just so many variables that can cause, your blood pressure to go high. I know Wayne Elliott talks about, you know, even if your kidneys are bad, it can affect your blood pressure. You know, changing sweets higher makes your cholesterol higher. So just cutting out some of your sweets can even help lower your cholesterol. Yep. But with the help of the Colestamin and the black seed oil capsules, my God, I'm thankful. You know, I love these people. They're my neighbors. They're the best people you could ever want for neighbors. They're just so giving and so loving and so kind. So that's my story on that. And I
you're sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it.
Well, now you take the black seed oil by itself, though, right?
I'm going to tell you a few things that I do with my black seed oil. Here's a few of my regimen. When I get up in the morning, I have I put it in a spray bottle, the 16-ounce silver from OptiVita. I spray my face, my eyes. This starts my morning. I spray silver on my face. And at night, throw away the face creams, ladies. Throw away the face creams. At night, I wash my face before I go to bed, and I rub that black seed oil on my forehead, on my face. Always remember, your neck is an extension of your face. Get your neck in there. And, oh, my God, I just glow and shine. So there's many, many purposes for that black seed oil. And, you know, it's I had one little spot on my cheek, on my right cheek, that has been on there forever. It wasn't like a lump or a bump or a sore or a scab. It just was a little spot, maybe, I don't know, some type of blemish. I've had it for years. It's not even on there any longer. It's gone. So I put the black seed oil on the bottom of my feet at night. I also use the magnesium oil on the bottom of my feet. I switch. One night I'll do black seed oil. The next night I'll do magnesium oil. Magnesium oil, just if you want to sleep like a baby, put it on the back of your neck and on the bottom of your feet. But I also wanted to say, too, with the silver from OptiVita, if this is the time for allergies, and so the silver, I put it in a little nasal container that comes with, I think it's called the silver accessory kit that we carry, and they have an empty nasal bottle. So I put the silver in that nasal bottle, and I spray it up in my nasal cavities. You talk about helping with drainage and allergies. That is wonderful also. And, of course, that Oregarasp. Dave, I know you take the Oregarasp.
Big time.
Love that Oregarasp this time of the year, especially. I normally only take one a day, but I've taken it for years. But this time of the year, I take two. So I did want to cover a few of those things. The Willard Water Gel. I think I've talked about, after I take a shower, my hair's wet. I put that gel in my hair, and you don't need those hair conditioning, body styling things on your hair any longer. It really works wonderful. And let's see. Oh, I did want to mention, I had a customer call the other day, and he was looking at the Power Mall for the Partners tab. The Partners tab, everyone, is on thepowerhour.com. So if you're looking to buy, a new pair of slippers from MyPillow or, any of our partners, please go to thepowerhour.com. And it's not on the Power Mall. While I have a few minutes, I do want to throw in, if you call, there's only certain days that I have Linda that helps me out from 12 to 4. If you call and you can't get through, because I can be a little lengthy with the customers at times, I try to be professional and keep it as short as I can, but well, I love these guys and we can get in, I just love them to death, and I know their kids and But leave a message. If you can't get through, please leave a message and I'll call you back as quick as I can. And I also, while I have a few minutes.
One, actually. You want to talk about the silver gel.
No, I want to say thanks to Dave in New York. He had me in tears this morning. But Dave, I love you to death. We love our animals. We love our dogs. But it's better to have loved than to have never loved at all. We all want that dog back, but it's not going to happen. Go out and love again, Dave. Love again.
Yep. So just to let you know, folks, Power Hour Jay is going to be manning the phones here. All the products that we just talked about on the show are going to be 10% off for the rest of this week and next. So take advantage of that opportunity to stock up. You need to do that. Your health is number one. We will be back tomorrow, of course, with our Friday edition here, Friday the 13th. We'll see if we can dig up some superstitious stuff to talk about other than Salbane. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Lock and load. You just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, folks. Pay attention to the PSYOP and discern for yourself what's going to happen, what you can do to stop it. This is where you get to shine. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.